Jeffrey's about to go speak to his crush, Jessica. Let's see how it goes. Wait, what's he doing? Why is he just talking? He's talking. Jeffrey, just stop talking! Oh, you've ruined it. Why can't you just be more like Adonis? Adonis effortlessly attracts the highest quality women in the world. But he wasn't always like this. Just like young Jeffrey, Adonis used to yap too much too. He used to destroy all the mystery, all the sexual excitement, up until he learned the crucial lessons to winning a woman's heart. By now, you've probably seen all the videos that tell you to not chase girls and instead chase your mission, your purpose, and your goals. And that way, women will chase you. And I'm here to tell you that that advice is absolutely true. As a content creator, I wish I could come in and shit on some popular advice and tell you that it's really bad because I'd get more views. But it is just the truth that focusing on women actually makes your life so much worse than if you focus on your own development as a man, your big goals, your work. And then you'll notice that there's women attracted to that masculine focused version of you. Now, here is the way to do this wrong. This is what most guys do. This is why, you know, this advice, like, focus on yourself, king. You know, most guys who follow it, they're still like complete virgins and losers and they don't get girls. It's because they follow this advice wrong. They focus on themselves and they just get like a career or a business, or they just make money, or they maybe just make muscle. But they're still like genuinely like autists when it comes to speaking to girls. They're not charming, they're not sexy, they don't know how to turn girls on, they don't know how to talk to girls, how to flirt with girls. So here we have like a guy who goes to the gym to try and attract girls, and the only attraction he gets is from other guys. Or we have like the nerds who go and study like software development, or they get into finance, or they get into fucking trading or crypto or whatever. They end up making money, but they're still awful with girls. They either keep getting rejection after rejection, or they end up getting used by some girl who takes their money, whatever. That's actually the most common case of guys who like focus on themselves, and you're probably headed in that direction before I give you the advice that's in here, right? So you don't want to be one of these autists who just focus on like the goal of like money or muscle, thinking that girls are gonna be into you afterwards. Because the biggest thing is knowing how to have an attractive dynamic with a woman. It's not these resources that you accumulate, like money or muscle, that actually attracts you a girl, honestly. Like, having the sexy physique helps, having money helps, but it's not actually these things, the money or the muscle, that gets you the attraction from good quality women. You know what it is? It's the man that you become because of the journey that you went through to achieve those things. For example, let's say with money. Any woman who's into you because you've got money is not going to be a high quality woman. That's basically a gold digger, right? Any woman who's into you just because of the way you look is not going to be a high quality woman. That's just going to be like a shallow girl who's too consumed on social media, right? But there's going to be good women into you because of the man you've become, because you had to study really hard, and so you learned the skills of discipline and consistency. For example, with me, I've had like 20 employees. There's been a day where I've fired like 8 people at once. I've fired multiple people over like the years. I've hired new people. I've had families rely on me, not just my family, but the families of the men who work for me. Now imagine how that's developed me. Like, yeah, sure, okay, I've got money, but imagine how it's developed me to become the guy who made the money. That's developed me in so many ways. I'm more confident. I have more belief in myself. I have better people skills. I have traits of leadership and influence. I'm taken more seriously. I respect myself more. Now, I've made tons of mistakes on the pursuit of business and money, but all those things have developed me into becoming an attractive man, right? And the same for you. Let's say in your journey of self-improvement, of fitness and muscle, the muscle makes you look good, nice, but it's the version of you that had to do hundreds of workouts, especially when you were too tired. That's what's attractive to the highest quality women. They're not attracted to your resources, they're attracted to your traits. Now, how do you actually get a woman to chase you, but without needing to be like the seducer? Because that's a lesson I really want to teach you, right? I don't think that guys are supposed to spend that much time like thinking about girls. The reason why I make so many videos on like getting girls is because so many guys are watching this content, but I always try and convince you, like, yeah, sure, there's some things I can teach you, you know, be charming, whatever. But you also need to understand that like it's a woman's job to seduce you. Really think about the natural way of things. A man is supposed to just have some kind of mission, some kind of goal. A to B, that's the destination he wants to get to. It's a woman's job to step into the line of fire, like the blinders that the man has, the focus that he has, and to seduce him. That's how like seduction works. works. If you become a top tier man, you don't actually focus on girls at all. They focus on you. But then the question comes, how do you become a top tier man? And how you become a top tier man is again through developing the traits that are required for success in the area of life that you've chosen, the mission that you've chosen to go onto, the competitors that you've chosen to go to war against. When you go and focus on that entirely, it leaves no space for you to be the seducer. It leaves no space for you to go and spend your time wondering if this girl's gonna text you back or not, because you're focused on bigger and better things. Like today, I haven't messaged anyone. Why? Because it's a Sunday. I work on Sundays and I've been busy recording. I'm doing an entire week's worth of work today. I'm recording 7 videos, 7 shorts. I've wrote 7 community posts and I've recorded an entire course today as well. So naturally, I can't follow or message anyone. But any girl who's into me is going to be like basically chasing and waiting for my message today, which is attractive to girls, right? You've always heard like, you know, you should delay how quick you respond to a girl. And whilst I don't think you should be autistic with it and, you know, like, okay, she replied in 7 minutes, so I'll reply in like 14. But naturally, the version of you that's focused on a mission, on goals, is more attractive and gets chased by the women who are into you. Now you might be wondering, but like, there's no girls into me. Yeah, because you haven't done this for long enough. Now you don't want to go full autist mode where the only thing you develop is work or muscle or money, because you still need good social skills. You still need to understand women. You still need to understand like the red pill game, personality, charm, sexual attraction. You still need to understand these things. These should be part of your development as a man to understand, okay, what are women actually attracted to? Let's learn about that. Let's read books on that. Let's read the history books. How did great men, powerful men like Genghis Khan and Alexander the Great and Napoleon and Churchill, how did they navigate their love lives and their sexual lives? You'll notice that great men, the powerful men, seem to be tunnel vision on their goal. And it's like women pop up in their life trying to basically like take a little bit of attention away from their goal. But the weak man, the modern man, which is probably what most of us are, we're just obsessed with the girl in general. I would ask you, why? Is it natural for us to be obsessed with girls? You could say, yeah, you know, because we've got testosterone, so we should be chasing women. Okay, but then why aren't we hearing of like older school guys, great men, history books, you know, all these things? Why are we not hearing that those men chased women? They had higher testosterone than we did. So is it that it's natural for men to chase women because that's what's happening right now? Or is there some perversion, some bastardization in the way that men are living because we've been addicted to porn? We've been sold sex. When we look at Hollywood movies, all the conditioning that we went through in our mind, we were shown that the nerd who obsesses over the girl and stalks her, he's the one who finally attracts her. Remember any Hollywood movie? It's always like he's stalking the girl, she's not into him, then he tries again, she's not into him, then he tries again, she's not into him, and then finally he tries again and he gets her. He's obsessed over her. He's like watching her get changed and shit like that. Like all these movies, TV shows, all this little bullshit advice that you heard about getting girls, like, oh, be nice and take an interest. You barely ever heard when you were growing up in those formative years that like a man should just be focused on his goals. You barely ever heard that. So are we chasing women because it's actually natural and healthy? Or are we chasing women because men have become so feminine and absorbed by the concept of love and relationships? Because here's the brutal truth. The feminine person is the one who thinks more about love and intimacy. The masculine person is the one thinking about the mission. And here's the thing, this is the brutal truth. You remember so many times you were texting a girl and you asked for a date and she said, oh no, I'm studying. She was more masculine than you. She was more focused on goals and work than you were. How do you get a woman to chase you? You have to be in the masculine. You have to be chasing after your work, mission, your progress. I wouldn't just say money, by the way, that's a separate point, but I think just chasing money still makes you weak. It makes you susceptible to like the modern world's like rat race and everything. I still think that a man should be above money. Many people in like my space, masculinity, self-improvement, I think they're lesser men when they're just obsessed over money. I think money's an awesome tool. I think it's very important, but I think that there's something more important than money, which is some kind of purposeful mission, some impact that you want to have on the world. Like I want guys to get onto self-improvement, to rebalance the way of things. The more men that I can help make masculine, the more women that we will all polarize, that they can then be feminine, and like the world's balance can be restored again. The more men that I can get to meditate, the less crime that there's going to be, the less aggression that there's going to be, the more men who are making better decisions. Imagine how purposeful this feels for me. I feel like I've gotten like a million guys to start going to the gym and lifting weights because I've gotten multiple millions of views in all my fitness videos. I've got millions of subscribers, which I would assume means at least hundreds of thousands of guys have started in the gym. That means that every gym that I go to, I basically meet a fan of mine. Think about how fucking awesome that is for me. I walk in the gym and I see guys who are 15, 16, 17 years old. And most of the time, someone will come up to me and be like, bro, I'm in the gym here right now because I saw one of your videos. That's wholesome as fuck, right? There's no amount of money that's better than that. And I won't lie to you, I've had times where I've chased the money and stuff. I shouldn't have, and you know, it was a mistake, whatever. You fall into this addiction, the cycle, whatever. But when you have such an important mission that you're chasing, more than money, more than girls, more than just the resource of muscle or whatever, but really some kind of impact, some change that you want to have in the world, when you chase that, it leaves no option but for women to then start to chase you. And I think that's the correct dynamic. I think women should be the one chasing you. But then you're wondering, okay, well, how do you actually make this into a reality? Like, I can go and focus on my business and studying, but girls aren't into me. And the truth just is because you're not that good yet. You're just not at that level. Remember, after your 18th birthday, you're playing the ranked games. You know, when you're younger than 18 and you're getting girls younger than 18, it's like, okay, it's all high school. Every kid is basically the same in high school. Even the kid who works out doesn't really have that much of a better physique than the kid who doesn't, right? But as soon as you turn 18 and as soon as the girl turns 18, it's like, then it's on. Then it's like a 24-year-old wants the same girl as you. A 22-year-old with a car wants the same girl as you. As soon as you turn 18, that's why it's difficult. So most guys turn 18 and realize, wait, I'm getting basically no women who are into me, messaging me first, coming up to me. It's because you're genuinely like a 1 or a 2 out of 10 of your potential. You're not even 10%, right? And you'll probably agree with me, like, be honest, right? This is almost a compliment. Do you even think you're 25% of your potential right now? Hopefully you should say no, which means that you've got a bigger growth, right? So you can be upset saying, oh, but there's no girls into me, but you should be excited thinking, wait, but I'm only 10 or 20% of my maximum potential. So think how good things could be in 5 years and 10 years when I really keep putting in the work and developing myself to be an attractive young man. When you're really living that life, you've really dedicated yourself to your goals. You've stopped like that 50% of distraction, of weak habits, of porn, video games, your childish boy psychology. You've stopped like trying to just text girls back on Snapchat. When you get rid of all those things that you're scared to get rid of, that's when, after like a year of grinding, living like that, that's when those attractive feminine girls start coming into your life. That's when randomly you'll start to get messaged first. Girl from high school will message you saying, it's so good to see your progress. Any guy who's achieved this level will go comment below. Like, if some guys know what I'm talking about, it's so true. They'll be like, holy shit, that just happened. Girl from my high school just messaged me the exact same message. Like, you know, it's so good to see your progress. Girls literally will hit you up first. They'll message you first. They'll literally approach you. They'll walk up to you and literally speak to you first when you get to this level. Now, you can get to this level 3 years from now, or you could get to this level 10 years from now, or never. Most guys never get there. Most guys have such like limited growth because they're just so addicted. You know, they've got like that 50% of their life, which is still instant gratification, weakness, bad habits, porn, video games, junk food, drugs, late nights, all this, you know, fun, casual stuff. And that's why they don't ever get this pinnacle of being a man, which is where women will present themselves to you. They will literally message you first. This is not a lie or an exaggeration. The 1% of men who've experienced this will comment below and back me up and be like, yeah, he's exactly right. I've been working on myself for years. Now women are literally coming to me. I promise you. Now you might not believe me. And the thing is, I don't even blame you, because most men's experience of dating is so bad, so scarce, that I wouldn't blame you if you couldn't even believe me at all. You're thinking, wait, no, girls don't message guys first unless you're like a model or like a 10 out of 10. But it actually happens. And isn't it the healthier way, where you have 100% focus on your goals and then the girl starts to focus on you? That's the healthier way, because when it's the other way around and she's focused on studying and her job and whatever, and you're focused on her, you felt it. Being that feminine version of you is so like, it feels so wrong. It makes you overthink. It makes you sit there with shit body language, you know, overthinking and feeling so anxious she hasn't replied yet. You're like a little girl asking yourself, like, does she like me? Does she not? I remember watching like movies where like the girl would like pick a flower or some shit and like peel off one bit at a time, going like, does he like me? No, he doesn't. Yeah, yes, he does. You know, she's just guessing if the guy likes her. Most fucking guys live like this. Most guys literally like sit around with their legs like up in the air, like, does she like me? She hasn't replied in 5 minutes. Does she like me? Yes, she does. No, she doesn't. Guys, she won't reply, like putting on fucking makeup, trying to like seduce this girl, right? That's so unnatural. The version of you which gets girls literally chasing you and messaging you first and trying to seduce you is the most masculine, disciplined version of you, where you are ruthless to your goals. But here is the crucial point of this entire video: you can't just be that version of you, you know, the masculine version, because guys do that, but then they turn autistic and then they still don't get girls, right? Imagine the guy who's the software developer rapper and he makes 100k a year, but he's like a nerd, so girls don't want him. You've got to develop and be focused on the masculine goal, but you've still got to be good at speaking to strangers. You've still got to go in cold approach. You've still got to be social and charismatic. So that way, when you're focused on your goals, what girls see is like a handsome, like superhero who's focused on his goals, but he's actually really sexy and charming, right? Girls aren't attracted to the guy who's just focused on work, but he's ugly and he's like, you know, socially weird and he has weird mannerisms and body language and stuff, but he makes 100k a year, right? That's not what's attractive. So don't just think that I'm saying, yeah, go like complete autist mode and just try and make some money and focus on your goals and you'll get girls. You need to do everything. These days, just making money is not enough. I'm telling you, just making muscle is not enough. You need to do everything. You need to start reading books on healing and realize that you've got like childhood trauma that still changes your actions today. So one of your goals is to heal that, because you think, well, I'm not going to pass that on to my children. So then imagine you have a period of your life where you're literally healing trauma so that you don't pass it on to your future children. And when you tell that as a story to a girl on a date 5 years from now, oh yeah, when I was younger, I went through this season where I realized I had like this trauma from my childhood, you know, the previous generations, my father passed it on to me, and I went through all the work required to heal that. Imagine a wife quality girl sat in front of you when you tell that story. She's going to be thinking, holy shit, this guy's my dream husband. So it's not just about, oh, make some money, make some muscle. You don't have any other option other than to become like the top 1% man in as many areas as possible. You've got to be charismatic. You've got to be reading books on storytelling and have the ability to tell a story that's like 10 minutes long that captivates everyone to the point that everyone's went silent and they're leaning in as you tell your story. You need these social skills as well as the commitment to your work, submission, purpose. In the end, all advice to like a masculine guy when it comes to dating and sex always leads back to stop thinking about girls, focus on your purpose, but also don't become like an autist who doesn't know how to speak to girls. That is the best dating advice out there by far. I've tried it all. I've like went full red pill mode. I've went full dating mode, looks maxing mode. I've done all of that. And I'm telling you, none of it compares to being the most disciplined version of you that's just focused on your mission, but also still leveling up things like your social skills so that then when a woman does present herself, you can still flirt with her and charm her and be sexy and, you know, not be an autist, basically. The top link in the description will take you to the Adonis Protocol. That's a self-improvement plan that will make you like the new masculine version of yourself. And I made it completely for free. So that's the top link. Go click that right now. You can subscribe to this channel as well if you want to do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.